The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
And we didn't even get to see him go on the stand. I was looking forward to that. I was really looking forward to Brian Walsh taking the stand in his own defense. But the reality is, Brian Walsh and his defense has rested without calling a single witness, including Brian Walsh. Nor their forensic experts, not the medical professional who was supposed to explain how a fit, healthy 39-year-old woman just drops dead in bed for no reason. Nothing. Zero testimony. The defense table stayed empty. Yeah. Walsh's attorney told Judge Diane Forney that their client would not take the stand. Even though just 24 hours earlier, Wednesday afternoon, they said, Brian's going to take the stand. So Thursday morning came, defense attorney Larry Tipton stood up and said three words, "The defense rests." Just like, what? What do you mean? I popped popcorn. I was ready to watch this shit show. Brian Walsh, when asked directly by the judge to confirm the decision, said it himself, "I will not testify." So a little change of heart there for Brian. He was too busy working on forged Bob Ross paintings, I guess, to show up and testify. After 8 days of prosecution testimony, after 50 witnesses laid out the evidence, all those promises and opening statements about what Brian would tell the jury about the sudden unexplained death that supposedly took Anna Walsh's life, he sat down and said nothing. Now, both sides get 45 minutes each for closing arguments. And then 12 people will decide whether Brian Walsh murdered his wife or whether she just happened to die in bed at the exact moment it would be most convenient for him to dismember her body and throw it away. You know, it makes total sense. Why did we even have this trial? Let's talk about what the jury actually heard here and what they didn't. This is what they're going to be going back and deliberating. Because you got to remember, what we know on this side, the public side, is far more than the actual jury knows. So you always have to take that into consideration when you're like, how is the jury going to process all that? Well, you got to look at their prism and the information they actually have, not everything you know out here, because the public knows more. Not everything in this ether ecosystem has been admitted into evidence. So the prosecution case lives and dies on a laptop. Specifically, what Brian Walsh typed into his Google searches starting at 4:52 in the morning on January 1st, 2023. We all know that show. And it's like, wow, this is a case that's going to be, it sets the benchmark. It sets the benchmark for cases in the future of the craziest things you can put into a Google search and think you're not going to get caught. It's really stunning, the searches that he made. We're going to get into all that here in just a second. Before we do, I just want to ask you, if you don't mind, really quick, please hit subscribe if you're watching us on YouTube. We do appreciate that. And let me know your thoughts in the comments section on all of this. What was your favorite Google search of Brian Walsh? I'd love to hear that. And also, if you're listening to us on the podcast platforms, wherever that may be, I know there's a gazillion of them, Apple Podcasts being one of the biggest. If you don't mind, if you're on Apple, please hit subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Just take 2 seconds while you're listening to this. Done. Really appreciate that. Really helps us out in the rankings and lets folks know that we exist. So if you like what we're doing, I really appreciate that. Sincerely, thank you if you can leave us an Apple podcast review. Okay, so hours earlier, he'd been ringing in the new year with his wife and their friend Jemma Tulo. We heard him on the stand. Champagne, dinner, the whole thing. Anna signed the champagne box. Let's make 2023 the best one yet. And Matula left around 1:30 a.m. By his account, the Walshes seemed happy. Loving, even. Oh. And they say, what goes on behind closed doors, right? 3 hours later, Brian Walsh's laptop started searching best ways to dispose of a body. Then how long before a body starts to smell? Then hacksaw, best tool to dismember. The hits keep coming. Move it up a notch to number 32 on the countdown. Can you be charged with murder without a body? From Brian Walsh. Now, coming in at number 75, can you identify a body without broken teeth? Can baking soda make a dead body smell good? How long to dismember, or how long for a dismembered body to decompose? Does dishwater clean blood? And coming up at number 1 on the countdown, can DNA be removed from a knife? I'm Casey Kasem. Now, on with the countdown. The defense position on all of this, he made these searches after finding his wife dead, not before. It was after, so that makes it all better. He was panicking, trying to figure out what to do with a body he claims he didn't create. He didn't kill her. Now what do you do? Well, you know, the common sense thing, call 911. Your wife's not breathing. Your first reaction is how to chop her up. A little weird. And here's the thing that the prosecution hammered. There are no dark searches on his devices before January 1st. Nothing about bodies, nothing about dismemberment, nothing about getting away with murder. Although there is that Christmas Day search, Anna Walsh found dead, which is, I don't know, a little weird. The timeline starts at 4:52 a.m. on New Year's Day. And once it starts, it don't stop till we reach the top. Goes on for 3 days. If Brian Walsh panicked that morning, he apparently panicked his way into a very organized series of errands. Because on January 1st of 2023, the day Anna allegedly died, surveillance cameras tracked him across multiple stores. 3:39 p.m., he's at a Walgreens in Cohasset. Then he drives to a liquor store dumpster in Swampscott. The store was closed. He wasn't there to buy booze. He was there to use their dumpster. Next up, Lowe's in Danvers, $463 in cash, mops, Clorox buckets, a Tyvek suit with boot covers, tarps, baking soda, and a hatchet. The surveillance footage shows him wearing a black surgical mask and blue gloves while he pays in a home improvement store in cash. We looked at those videos and those images, and you can see, if you haven't seen these things yet, oh my God. The looks that he's getting from other shoppers and the staff, like, oh, this guy fucking killed somebody. It's like, what are you doing with, like, what happened that you need this kind of cleanup? Then CVS, 13 different bottles of hydrogen peroxide. Then Stop and Shop, ammonia. So he kind of thought, I should buy it at different places, but at the same point, didn't quite get the note, like, one item per place, not like cartloads. You can't do supermarket sweep at Lowe's and Home Depot and then expect, like, that's not going to look a little strange. Over the next few days, he hit Home Goods, bought new rugs, new towels, candles even. I wish I knew what the scent was on those candles. And those poor children, all while taking care of his three boys. Those kids, whatever scent that candle is that he got, whenever they smell that, that's going to be fucking traumatizing for the rest of their lives. Like, that's the scent of dad chopping up mom. Teak wood. He paid with a store credit on those from his wife's previous returns. So thank God Anna had returned some stuff so Brian could get a new rug and towels and candles to hide the scent of murder, allegedly. The landlord testified that the rug he replaced was the only rug in the house. Now, if you want to believe the defense theory, you have to believe that Brian Walsh found his wife mysteriously dead in bed, and his first instinct was to call 911, wasn't to try CPR, wasn't to call a friend or a family member. It was to Google hacksaw best tool to dismember, and then drive around buying cleanup supplies and a mask and gloves. That's the story. That's what the defense is asking 12 people to believe. She mysteriously died. We can't prove it. There's no body. But you have to believe that she died of this very mysterious, unforeseen, otherwise super healthy woman just dies theory. And then chop her up. Because he freaked out. That's it. Yeah. Without a body, the prosecution needs forensic evidence, and they got it. DNA found on the hacksaw blade was, and I'm quoting the forensic scientist here, 30 nonillion times more likely if it originated from Anna Walsh. A nonillion is a number followed by 30 zeros. We're talking about statistical certainty that approaches pretty much infinite. So, seriously, let's see what that looks like. So, 30. My pen's not working the greatest. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. We gotta go another line. 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. That's the number. 30 nonillion times more likely to be Anna Walsh than anyone else. Anna's DNA was also found on a hatchet head. Because why not? The forensic scientist noted a greasy, oily substance on the hatchet, consistent with fatty tissue from use on a human body. Jesus. Her DNA showed up on a Tyvek suit recovered from a dumpster, on bloodstained slippers that had both her DNA and Brian's, on bloody towels, on a rug with red-brown stains, on a tissue sample pulled from the Swampscott dumpster, on bloodstains on a basement floor. Hey, here's something the defense also tried to use. Blood was found only in the basement. None in the bedroom where the defense claims Anna died. Not in the kitchen, not in any bathroom, just the basement. And somehow that proves something. See, he did chop her up upstairs. It was just in the basement. Okay. And that changes nothing. So you took the body to the basement and chopped it up. You didn't do it upstairs. Kind of surprised you're not that stupid. I mean, you are pretty stupid, but okay. No blood spatter anywhere in the house. The forensic scientist confirmed it on cross-examination. Again, what are we proving here? He didn't just walk up to her with the hacksaw while she was alive and start cutting? Didn't walk up to her with the axe and start chopping while she was... Yeah, of course he didn't. There could be no possible other explanation. Oh, I don't know. Strangulation? Suffocation? There's a lot of ways that I'm sure Brian overpowered tiny Anna and ended it without an explosion of tissue and blood across the room. And Brian did find the messiest way to dispose of her, though, because he's a fucking idiot. The defense argues this means no violent attack, no stabbing, no blunt force that would spray blood. And if Anna died peacefully in bed from some mysterious natural cause, why is there blood in the basement at all? Why is there DNA on a hacksaw? The prosecution's answer is pretty straightforward. That's where he processed the body. Like you process a deer or something. $2.7 million. That's how much life insurance Anna Walsh had taken out on herself. Brian was the sole beneficiary, and Brian needed money. He was awaiting sentencing on federal art fraud charges. He pled guilty to selling fake Andy Warhol paintings, and he was looking at years in prison, plus hundreds of thousands of dollars in restitution. You know the type of person you're just like, I love my hubby. So good. Such a provider. And then there's the affair. And you can't blame, like, I'm never, like, pro-affair. Like, oh, this is going to end well. That's a good choice. That's going to help your marriage in some way, shape, or form. But, in this case, I get it. Totally get it. That's your husband. Cheat away. Cheat away. Find somebody else. Get the hell out of there. Get the kids out of there. And that probably was the goal. Unfortunately, Brian didn't like that. William Fasto, DC, a DC real estate broker, testified that he'd been in an intimate relationship with Anna since spring of 2022. They traveled to Dublin together for Thanksgiving. She spent Christmas Eve with him, not with her family in Massachusetts. She had set up bedrooms for her three children in her D.C. townhouse. She was preparing to move them in with her. The defense insists Brian didn't know about any of this. But on Christmas Day 2022, his phone searched William Fasto, D.C. real estate. So apparently he did. The day after that, his mother hired a private investigator to surveil Anna in Washington. Again, it's one of those cases where it's like, did you breastfeed till he was 30? Like, what? You do realize what a scum bucket your son is. And how Anna is just trying to live life and keep her head above water for that family. But, oh, your son's the victim. Have fun visiting him in prison. You can draw your own conclusions about what Brian Walsh knew and when he knew it. Anna's friend, Alyssa Kirby, testified that Anna was at a breaking point about her marriage. The federal case against Brian meant he couldn't leave Massachusetts. Anna was commuting between two lives, her husband under house arrest in Cohasset, her boyfriend and her job in D.C., trying to hold it together for the three little boys. During opening statements, Larry Tipton made a promise. He told the jury they would hear evidence of sudden unexplained death. He said it was real. He said it happens in young people and old people. He said Brian Walsh climbed into bed with his wife after cleaning up from the New Year's Eve banger of three people, sensed something was wrong, nudged her, and she rolled off the bed dead. Hey, honey. Nudging someone in the... Like, was she like... really on the edge? Because if you're dead and if rigor mortis is set in any way, shape, or form, which doesn't take that long, how is she just nudging? What is a nudge to you, Brian? Is it like, boom? Oh, she rolled off the bed. Just cleaned up, honey. Boom. Because a nudge is this. And people don't roll off beds with this. Even your bullshit story is like, doesn't even make any remote amounts of sense. Why would you say she rolled off the bed? Are you trying to make this into some sort of a comical? Are you scripting the Lifetime movie right now? So when they do it, she rolls off the bed. You're like, let's make it really dramatic when they make the Lifetime movie of me. Let's make her roll off the bed. It's just so stupid. So stupid. The jury heard almost nothing about this. A brief mention during cross-examination of the medical examiner, and that's it. No defense medical expert, no forensic specialist explaining how a healthy 39-year-old who'd done a vigorous bar workout the day before could just stop living in her sleep. The defense had filed a witness list that included forensic experts, an attorney from the art fraud case, former state police investigator Michael Proctor, the same Michael Proctor who was fired for misconduct in the Karen Reed case. None of them were called. Not a single one. They kind of realized, well, our goose is really freaking cooked. And we showed up with a pre-cooked goose. Oh, crap. And Brian Walsh, the only person alive who could tell the story of finding his wife dead in bed, chose silence. During opening statements, Tipton told the jury, Brian will tell you certain things. He never did. Judge noted that while prosecutors can't comment on Walsh's refusing to testify, they can point out that there's no evidence Anna Walsh died of natural causes. To be fair, Larry Tipton and his team didn't phone it in during cross-examination. They got some things on the record. No blood splatter, no forensic scientist, the forensic scientists confirmed there was nothing in the house that could be described as blood spatter. But no one's arguing that this is a case that involved that type of murder either. It's like, and there's no evidence that the house was burned to the ground. Well, it's not a case about the house burning to the ground, but there's no evidence of it either. Checkmate. You know? No one's arguing that. There's no evidence that a gang of squirrels did not come and feast on her flesh for 3 days straight. Brian, completely unable to do anything about the vile, feral squirrels that feasted on Anna. No, that's not what they're arguing. So, of course, there's not going to be evidence of squirrels feasting on her flesh. Just like no one's arguing that he... There was not anything that happened where blood splatter is going to be part of this. But hey, you're going for lowest common denominator. You're going for the juror that's a dope, just like Brian. One that's going to go, well, see, couldn't have been him. No, you moron. Of course it is. Oh, okay. They're hoping for Boner from... Growing Pains to be on the jury is what they're hoping for. I hope you enjoyed that reference as much as I did. That just got, I don't know why that came to me. Remember Boner on Growing Pains? Yeah. DNA transfer. There were a lot of DNA transfer limitations. They established that DNA testing can't determine when or how biological material was deposited. Items touching each other in a trash bag can transfer DNA between them. Finding someone's DNA on an object doesn't prove that object was used against them. Well, then why is there just this bag of her tissue and blood and a bunch of sharp objects in it? That seems a little questionable now, doesn't it? I'm going to guess one of those had something to do with it. The kitchen knife is another question. A knife found above the kitchen refrigerator tested positive for blood, but it never underwent DNA testing to confirm whose blood it was. No proof it was even used as a weapon. But another, you know, just flawless move by Brian. And on the affair motive... Fasto himself testified that Anna still cared about Brian. She wanted to be the one to tell him about the relationship. Even she was still trying to be the bigger person. She spoke positively about her husband, never told her closest friends about the affair, even Fastow acknowledged there was always a possibility that she would stay in her marriage. Now, closing arguments, and then each side gets 45 minutes. Each side gets 45 minutes for their closing arguments. The judge said as much. 45 minutes is about as much as jurors can take, is how it was worded. And at this point, it's like, do you guys want to do closing arguments? I mean, didn't we kind of establish this? Just stand up and go, he fucking did it. I mean, if you don't think he did it, you need to seek mental help. Again, he's innocent until proven guilty. The prosecution needs to prove premeditation. First-degree murder requires showing Brian planned to kill his wife. They'll hammer the search history starting at 4:52 a.m., the methodical shopping spree in a mask and gloves, the $2.7 million insurance policy, the affair he appears to have discovered, his own admission that he dismembered and disposed of her body. The defense needs to create reasonable doubt without any testimony to draw from. They'll argue there's no body, no established cause of death, no blood spatter to suggest a violent attack. They'll say DNA on a tool doesn't prove that tool was used on a person. They'll argue Brian's behavior is consistent with panic, not murder. Panic of a crazy person. And the jury instructions, they're coming. The deliberations. And if Brian Walsh is convicted of first-degree murder, he faces life in prison without the possibility of parole. The defense told the jury they'd heard evidence of a sudden unexplained death. Instead, they heard about dismemberment searches, hacksaw purchases, and DNA on cutting tools. They heard about a man in a surgical mask buying hatchets with cash. They heard about a wife's blood in the basement and her belongings in dumpsters across eastern Massachusetts. Brian Walsh's silence isn't evidence of guilt. The judge will tell the jury that, but silence isn't an explanation either. And right now, the only explanation 12 people have is the one the prosecution spent 8 days building, that Brian Walsh killed his wife, cut her body apart, and threw the pieces away because he thought he could get away with it. Now it's up to the jury, 12 people, to decide whether sudden unexplained death is reasonable doubt or just a story no one was willing to tell under oath. Your thoughts in the comment section. I'd love to see it on YouTube. We try to read them all. We try to respond to as many as we possibly can. So please do leave those comments. I'm looking forward to checking that out a little bit later in the day. So please do that. And if you don't mind, hit subscribe on YouTube if you've not done it already. And hey, I know I'm asking a lot here, but if you're on Apple Podcasts, if you're listening to us there, a review would be greatly appreciated. Just a quick few nice words. That's all. Really appreciate that. Helps us grow in the rankings and lets other folks find us. And, you know, a lot of people are looking for new things to listen to as they're heading out for the holidays here. And that would help. So thank you in advance if you got a second to do that. Really do appreciate that. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi is what you search and you find us. And there you go. Thank you so much. Okay, until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's
Moto Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more
Moto
details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.